Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that India is not neutral, but firmly committed to peace. In a podcast interview with AI researcher and US-based podcaster Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. He said, Indians espouse harmony and stand for peace.
सांस्कृतिक रूप से ऐतिहासिक रूप से हमारा बैकग्राउंड इतना मजबूत है कि जब भी हम शांति के लिए बात करते हैं तो विश्व हमें सुनता है क्योंकि ये बौद्ध की भूमि है, ये महात्मा गांधी की भूमि है, तो विश्व हमें सुनता है और हम संघर्ष के पक्ष के है ही नहीं। न हम प्रकृति से संघर्ष चाहते हैं, न हम राष्ट्रों के बीच में संघर्ष चाहते हैं। हम समन्वय चाहने वाले लोग हैं और उसमें अगर कोई भूमिका हम अदा कर सकते हैं तो हमने निरंतर अदा करने का प्रयत्न किया है।
Replying to a question on Pakistan, Prime Minister Modi termed Pakistan a global epicenter of turmoil. He said Pakistan chose not to foster a harmonious coexistence after partition and chose to wage a proxy war against India. He stressed that India has continuously urged Pakistan to abandon the path of state-sponsored terrorism. Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that wisdom prevails upon Pakistan and it will choose the path of peace, noting that even its people desire stability.
दुनिया में कहीं पर भी टेररिस्ट की घटना घटती है तो कहीं न कहीं सूत्र पाकिस्तान जाकर के अटकते हैं, तो दुनिया पहचान गई है कि ये प्रकार से आतंकवादी मानसिकता, और वो सिर्फ भारत ही नहीं दुनिया भर के लिए परेशानी का केंद्र बन चुका है। और हम लगातार उनको कहते रहे इस रास्ते से किसका भला होगा, ये स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म जो है वो बंद होना चाहिए, नॉन स्टेट एक्टरों के हाथ में सब छोड़ दिया है, क्या होगा फायदा।
Speaking on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi stressed that resolution to the conflict will come only when both nations come to the negotiating table. On India-China relations, Mr. Modi opined that strong relations between the two countries should continue in the future. He stressed that a stable and cooperative relationship can only be built if the focus is on dialogue and not discord. Prime Minister Modi said that he came to politics only to serve the people and he never bothered about power. In the podcast, Mr. Modi elaborated that trust is the cornerstone of his governance model. He said his governance is rooted in the people and not the polls. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the progress in the implementation of three new criminal laws in the Northeast and said the police forces in the region should focus more on ensuring the rights of people. Mr. Shah took stock of the implementation and the present status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, persecution and forensics in the northeastern states. In the meeting held at Guwahati yesterday, the Home Minister directed the states to monitor the progress and instructed the police forces to focus more on securing the rights of the citizens. He said that the stronger the director of prosecution is made, the easier it will be to ensure justice for the people. Mr. Shah also requested the chief ministers to hold a review meeting every month on the implementation of the three laws and asked the Directors General of Police and the Chief Secretaries of the States to conduct an assessment every 15 days. He also released a book, New Criminal Laws, Standard Operating Procedures and Rules, prepared by the Assam CID and published by the Assam government. Chief Ministers of Northeastern States and Governor of Manipur took part in the meeting. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the centre has recently accorded approval for the ambitious Chandrayaan 5 mission to study the moon. At an event yesterday, Mr. Narayanan said that unlike the Chandrayaan 3 mission, which carried the 25 kg rover Prayagyan, the Chandrayaan 5 mission would carry a 250 kg rover to study the moon's surface. He said just 3 days back, ISRO got the approval for Chandrayaan 5 mission. The Chandrayaan mission consists of studying the lunar surface. Mr. Narayanan said ISRO will be doing it in association with Japan. On ISRO's future projects, Narayanan said apart from various missions including Gaganyaan, plans are afoot to establish India's own space station, Bharatiya Space Station. The second leg of the 3,900-kilometer Shaurya Yatra bike rally from Arunachal Pradesh to Gujarat was flagged off at Rangapahar Military Station in Dimapur district of Nagaland on Saturday. After a grand flag off from Vijayanagar, Arunachal Pradesh, the 15-day Shaurya Yatra bike rally was ceremonially flagged off by the General Officer Commanding Tree Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pandharkar at Rangapahar. The rally has travelled through two states, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland, covering 550 kilometres and now set course for Guwahati, continuing its journey to reach Run of Kutch in Gujarat on March 23rd. Held under the theme, Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, the rally aims to promote national integration and honour the sacrifices of the armed forces while also carrying the message of unity, courage and national pride. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.